Good evening.
So ngayon, nasa third week na tayo ng series natin na legit. And we've been talking about certain questions na meron si na binigay si Jesus to his disciples. But the first week, ang tinuro niya, ang pinreach natin, di ba? Yung tinanong ni Jesus Christ, yung disciples niya, who do you think I am? Di ba? And we talked about yung being, Jesus being the Messiah and all. And last week, we talked about the question na binigay ni Jesus Christ, why are you so afraid? Di ba? Na our security is really based in Jesus Christ pa rin. Yeah, and this week, we're going to talk about another question. Yeah, another question that Jesus Christ actually gave to his disciples. And you know, parang it's weird that ngayon, we're going to talk about questions. Yeah, we're talking about questions in a youth service. Kasi there are a lot of times that when we pray to God, and then He doesn't answer our prayers, we start to question Him. Tayo nag-ask, Lord, totoo ka ba? Lord, bakit wala ka ngayon? Lord, akala ko nandiyan ka lagi. But what if it's the turn of God to ask us? What if it's Jesus who's gonna ask us legit questions? Yeah, that's what we want to talk about. And before I proceed about sa preaching natin, just to give you a background, no? Dati akong aktivista. So, I'm from PUP. I'm from Polytechnic University of the Philippines. Gumraduate ako ng Mass Comm, journalism. And so parang ano, back then, before I came to know Christ, sobrang aktibo ko pagdating sa pagiging aktivista. Ano yung aktivista na nga eh. So, aktibong aktivista. So, aradibong, nandun ako sa Mindiola, nagra-rally, nagwiwelga, o kaya sa US Embassy, o saan man kailangan, basta lang mapakita ko na may pinaglalaban ako, na mali kayo, ganun. And alam ko sa sarili ko, ayoko yung presidente that time. Ayoko yung presidente. And sometimes, it's the same thing lang with us, no? I remember na I would do pa rin yung mga laws of the land. Like, I won't go jaywalking, hindi ako papatay ng tao, tatapon ako sa tamang lugar. I would do all these things kasi it's the law. But I knew in my heart, I hated the president. I knew in my heart, ayoko yung presidente, so I won't follow him wholeheartedly. And sometimes, ganun din tayo when it comes to our walk with God. Na tipong, parang ang hirap sundin yung mga inuutos ni Lord kasi there is no delight in us in following Him. Yeah, that's the thing that we want to talk about this afternoon. Diba? Is it possible that what we claim as Christians, as people na parang when we pray, we say, Jesus, You're the Lord. Is it possible that when we say that Jesus Christ is Lord, it's not backed up by our claims? It's not backed up by our lifestyle? Maybe because we don't find delight in the Lord. And that's what we want to talk about this afternoon. Another question na tinapon ni Jesus Christ to His disciples. So, let me read from Luke 6, verses 46 to 49. Sabi dito, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? Everyone who comes to me and hears my word and does them, I will show you what he is like. He's like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when a flood arose, the stream broke against that house and could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who hears and does not do them is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the stream broke against it, immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." Let's just pray. Lord, we want to thank you for this time. Lord, we pray that you would just, we welcome your presence in this place. Lord, I pray that we would understand what it means of having you as the Lord of our lives. Lord, we lift up to you everything in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. So, dun sa binasa natin, there was another question that Jesus actually threw to his disciples, to the people that were following him. Sabi niya, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you?" And sabi niya, tinatawag-tawag mo kong Panginoon, pero hindi mo naman sinusunod yung kagustuhan ko. Yeah, that's a question. That's actually a legit question up until now. Pero kung titignan mo yung context nung binasa natin na verse, makita natin na yung mga kinakausap pala ni Jesus Christ nung time na yon ay yung mga tao na they were there, they were hearing His message, they came from very far places. Siyempre, kasama na yung mga disciples and all. Pero most of the people that were there came from very far places, just so they can experience healing from God. So pumunta sila doon just to experience healing. Or some of them were demon-possessed, so they really needed healing. The problem though, sa time na yon, is that Even if they were there, they were listening to Jesus Christ. They didn't want a relationship with God. They didn't want to have a relationship with Him. What they wanted was just the healing, the benefit that they would get from it. That's the problem. And sometimes it's the same thing lang na meron tayo. Yeah, the same thing lang na situation natin at times. Na tipong we call Him Lord, we call Jesus Christ as our Lord, pero kung titignan mo yung buhay natin, parang, di ba, parang questionable. Parang ganito, yung tipong, di ba sa tropa, pag may lakad, 9 a.m. call time. Ganyan. Tapos 8:50, te-text ka na, "Oy, guys, asan na kayo?" Ganyan. Tapos, mga 9:10, kulang pa kayo. 9:20, yung isang mong tropa sa text siya, OTW. Ganyan. On the way. Ikaw naman, para di, oh, okay, sige. Dumating siya 10:30, OTW pala niya. Papunta lang ng banyo. Magana, maliligo pa lang. Kaya parang late na siya. So yung sinabi niya, hindi pala totoo. Yeah, or, yung tipong tropa mo na tipong heartbroken, yung ganon. Tapos sabi niya sa iyo, "Di, okay lang talaga ako, pero lumuluha." Parang ganon. Sabi niya, ito, okay lang ako. Pero hindi talaga, alam mo sa sarili mo, alam mo, pag nakita mo siya, hindi talaga siya okay. Minsan ganon din pala tayo. Diba? Na tipong, ito yung sinasabi natin, Jesus is Lord, pero hindi pala ganon yung ginagawa natin. Sa nation natin, it's very obvious. Diba? Sa nation natin, we are a very religious nation. Karamihan sa atin, we grew up knowing who Jesus Christ is. Namatay siya sa cross, ganon. Ay cross sa harapan ng classroom. We know who Jesus Christ is. Diba? But, that's just religiosity. Karamihan sa mga, sa baryo namin, taga-Tarlac ako, baryo namin doon, uso yung penitensya, malapit na yung Holy Week, no? Uso yung penitensya, yung mga nagpapapako sa cross. Sa cross, di ba, yung mga nagpapalaspas, yung sinusugatan yung sarili. They would do that kasi they think that they would be able to please God with what they do. Pero after doing that, gagawin nila, parang tipong magiinuman sila. Yeah, that's actually our condition at times as well. We say this, Jesus is our Lord. We want to honor, we say that He is our Lord. He's the Lord of our lives. We say we're Christians. Pero with how we live our lives, di ba parang tipong that's questionable. So we're not here to judge these people. Hindi natin sila husgahan. What we want to talk about in this preaching is that we would be able to check ourselves, to check our hearts. Ganito ba ako? Am I saying Jesus is Lord of my life? Pero hindi nakikita sa actions ko. Hindi nakikita sa puso ko. And when we pray na sabi natin na, "Lord," yan, parang ganyan tayo mag-pray, "Lord, thank you." Ganyan. Alam nyo ba na when we say pa lang yung word na Lord, we're already saying that He's the Master. We're already saying He's the Lord of Lords. Sinasabi na natin, He calls the shots, siya nang bahala, mas siyang masusunod. Yeah, but that's what we say. That's what we should mean when we call Him Lord. But for us to understand what it really means for Lordship, we have to check first, ano nga ba? Saan nga ba tayo magsisimula? Para masabi natin na He's really the Lord of our lives. Kung mabasahin natin sa verse 43 to 45, ito yung verses bago dun sa binasa natin kanina na verse. Sabi dito, "For no good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. For figs are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor are grapes picked from a bramble bush. The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." So what is inside our hearts, it would manifest. It would show. Yun yung lalabas. Diba? Dun sa binasa natin, there were two types of people. The good person and the evil person. A good person was likened to a good tree. So yung good tree, it should produce good fruit. Diba? But if it's a bad person, he was likened to a bad tree. So for a bad tree, it would produce eventually a bad fruit. And for us to be able to know if it's a good tree or if it's a bad tree, we need to check what's in the roots. We need to check the roots. What's the condition of the root? What's the condition of the foundation? And when we talk about Lordship, that's what we have to check. What is inside our hearts? What is inside? Ano yung mga, yung ugat na nasa puso ko? We need to check that so that we'll be able to know, a good tree ba ako or bad tree? Am I a good person or a bad person? First to know, we need to understand when we talk about Lordship, that Lordship begins in the heart. Lordship begins in the heart. The problem with preachings like this about lordship is vulkasil lang siya, pangtapa lang. After nating makinig ng preaching, pinag-usapan na tipong kailangan si Jesus Lord, magigilty ka, di ba? Parang, Lord, ayoko nang gawin yung kasalanan na to. Paulit-ulit na lang ako. Babaguhin natin yung sarili natin. Nag-guilty kasi tayo So gagawa tayo ng kabutihan para lang, hindi Lord, gusto ko na magbago Pero dahil vulkasil lang siya, pangtapal lang siya, when storms come, when temptations come, pag sobrang hirap na ng temptations, matatanggal yung pangtapal. Yeah, kasi pangtapal lang eh. That's the problem with our hearts. We make action plans na tipong, parang hindi ako manunod ng porn, so lalagay ka ng ng post-it sa laptop mo. Yung ganyan. O kaya pipinturahan mo yung wall mo. Jesus is Lord! Ganon. Parang hindi ka matempt, di ba? Pero if the problem is the heart, dahil pinantapan lang, kahit na ano pa yung ginawa mong action plans, dahil gusto ng puso mo na magkaroon ng kasalanan, magkakasala at magkakasala yan. That's the problem with our hearts. And our hearts would always be deceitful. Our hearts would always be sinful. Yung puso natin, gugustuhin yan lagi na mag-worship. Yan yung ginagawa ng puso natin lagi. It worships. The problem though is sometimes we worship other things. We put more weight on other things kesa kay Jesus Christ. Yeah, maybe yung grades. Na tipong, alam mo na kapag hindi okay yung grades mo, hindi ka okay. Hindi okay pati yung relationship mo with God. O yung relationship mo na yan, di ba? Na tipong, alam mo, kapag nawala yan, hindi ka na magiging masaya sa buhay mo. Yes, there's so many things that sometimes we put more weight in kesa yung kay Jesus Christ, kesa kay God. And our hearts would always be hopeless. Ganun yung condition ng heart natin. Our hearts would always try to find satisfaction in other things. In so many things aside kay Jesus Christ. So what we need really is not na maging upgraded yung puso natin. What we need is a new heart. What we need is a heart transplant. So if we look in verse 47, it says here, everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them, I will show you what it's like. We'll focus on the first five words here. Sabi dito, everyone who comes to me. He is calling us. Jesus Christ is calling us. He is inviting us to have a relationship with Him. That's what He wants. And when we enter into a relationship with Him, we would be able to understand that lordship is an invitation to have a new life in Christ. That's what Jesus Christ wants us to have. To have a new life in Christ. Hindi niya tayo gustong i-upgrade. Hindi tayo cellphone. Di ba? Yung iPhone, kailangan lagi na-update. Di ba? Lagi na-upgrade dapat. Hindi tayo cellphone. Yeah, hindi niya gusto nagbaguhin lang tayo. Na tipong si RB magiging RB 2.0. Hindi. Ang gusto niya, si RB maging bagong creation. That's what He wants for every one of us. Na tipong He wants us to be able to become new creations. He wants us to have new hearts. Diba? Jesus Christ had to die on that cross for each and every one of us so that He can live in us. Jesus had to die so that He can live in us. He did not come to change us from evil to good. He came to make us new creations. He came to give us new hearts. It says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. That's what God wants us to become new creation. Alam niyo yung sa Tide, yung mga commercial ng Tide, na tipong binabad lang, tapos pag-ahon mo, ayan, di ba? Parang ganyan, naging patatas no? Damit naman ang ginagamit sa Tide, di ko alam ba naging patatas, di ba? Pero, pag-ahon, sabi, wow, mukhang bago, di ba? Pero hindi pala gusto ni Jesus Christ na maging Tide lang siya. Gusto niya, gawin tayong bago, hindi lang mukhang bago. That's what He wants us to become, to be new creation. Because if we learn to live in Christ, then that's what we become. We live in Christ, we become new creation. But there's more to the invitation that Jesus wants, that Jesus is giving us. For us to be able to live in Christ, we need to learn to die to ourselves. So lordship is an invitation to die to ourselves. Parang tipong, tatanungin mo sarili mo, ano nga ba, parang, what do you mean? No one is really excited naman, di ba, na mamatay. If you're in the right state of mind, di ka magiging excited, post ka pa ng status na feeling excited. Hindi, we won't do that. Kasi no, most people are scared of death. Pero dito sinasabi ni Jesus Christ, we need to die to ourselves. Parang, grabe ang hirap naman nun, di ba? Ang hirap naman na maging, to die to ourselves. So what does it mean to die to ourselves? Yan, tipong nandyan si crush, parang tipong shocks, tinext niya na ako, chinat niya ako. Sasagutin ko na siya bukas, chinat ka lang, tinanong assignment. Yan, okay, ano, tipong kapag di okay lang na mangopya kasi babagsak ako, baka hindi, sasama tingin nila sa akin. Yeah. That's what it means to die to ourselves when we say no to these things. When we know na I would have to sacrifice things just so I can honor God. And naalala ko yung kwento sa amin ni Pastor Joseph Bonifacio. Isa siya sa mga pastors sa national office ng Every Nation Campus. And boss namin siya, he heads the Every Nation Campus Philippines. And one time, parang nung nasa dati, parang nakausap namin siya. Like, we had a mentoring session, tapos umabot sa punto na marriage yung topic. Di ba? Marami yung, kasi puro single kami doon. So, we talked about marriage. And dumating yung wife niya, si Carla Bonifacio. Tinanong namin sila, anong pinakasikreto nila when it comes to marriage? Ah, Jesus Christ and all. Pero one thing that really, na nag-strike sa akin, na sinabi nila, pareha sila, marriage is to die to self every day. They need to die to themselves every single day. There are things na nagagawa ba nila nung single sila. But because they're now married, they had to sacrifice these things. Yung hangouts and all. Pero parang naisipin, parang hirap naman nun. And the reason why they were able to do that, to die to themselves every single day, is because they love one another. They were willing to die to themselves because they love the person na, yung person na, na pagsasacrifice nila. I do hope that that's the same thing with us. We can die to ourselves because we know para kanino. Because we know who Jesus Christ is. Because we know He died on that cross for each and every one of us. We know that we receive such great love. We are willing to die to ourselves for Him. For Christ to live in us. Something has to die inside of us. For Christ to live in us, we need to die to ourselves. That's what we need to do. It says in verses 48 to 49, He's like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when a flood arose, the stream broke against that house and could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who hears and does not do them is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the stream broke against it, immediately it fell and the ruin of that house was great. But before na explain ko yung nabasa natin na verse, no? When we get to understand really the Lordship of Jesus Christ, when it is already inside our hearts, di ba sabi ko nga kanina, na we need to understand yung Lordship ni Jesus Christ first in our hearts. Hindi pwede na mauna yung application, hindi muna pwedeng mauna yung tipong, kailangan kong gawin to, kailangan kong gawin yan. Hindi, kailangan mauna sa puso natin. Kasi kapag nauna sa puso natin, it would become an overflow. Obeying God would be an overflow. If it starts in our hearts, if we understand that Jesus Christ died on that cross for me, if we understand kung gaano tayo kamahal, it would just be an overflow. Lordship demands obedience. And for obedience to overflow in our hearts, we need to experience that first in our hearts. And yeah, parang tipong sometimes we say that Jesus is the master. When we say that Jesus is the Lord, we are saying that He is the master. Yeah, paano natin masasabi na parang madali ba? Madali ba na obey si God? No, but when we talk about Lordship as well, it's about entering into a relationship with Him. Like for example, yung tatay mo, pag itusan ka ng tatay mo or ng nanay mo, it's easier to obey them kasi you have a relationship with them. Pero paano pag random person, kunyari yung conductor sa jeep, yeah? Sabi niya sa'yo, hindi, kasha pa, dalawa pa. Maganon, sigaw naman makatama. Wala naman. So, ayaw mo sundin, di ba? Kasi wala kang relationship. Ayaw mo siya paniwalaan. Pero pag yung tatay mo, hindi. Anak, pagkakashayin natin yan. Di ba, sundin mo. Kasi you have a relationship with Him. It's easier to obey God, to obey Jesus. It's easier to really say na, Lordship demands obedience when we have a relationship with Him. Diba? Parang kunyari, naalala ko, sa ushering ministry, may isang usher, pangalan niya Lord. So, kinakausap ko siya, ganun. In-interview ko siya bago sumasok sa usher ministry. Tapos gumabot sa time na I had to pray for him. No? Sabi ko sa kanya, parang nagpipray kami, Lord, I pray for Lord. Ay, parang di maganda. So, tinanong ko ano yung isa niyang pangalan. Tapos parang awkward ako sabihin mo sa kanya, Lord, kunin mo yung population, yung number ng tao. Inutusan mo si Lord, nakakatakot. Di ba? Pero parang ganun din pala tayo minsan when we pray to God. We say that Lordship demands obedience. So, ibig sabihin, tayo yung mag-obey kay God. Pero parang minsan we're entitled. So, sabi natin na, Lord, gawin mo to. Itong gusto kong mangyari. So, nangyayari, tayo yung nagiging master ni Lord, ni Jesus Christ. Tayo yung nagiging Lord. When we say Lordship demands obedience, it's our obedience to God. Hindi si Jesus Christ yung mag-obey sa atin. So when Jesus says this and says that, when Jesus would say this, we would be able to say, we would go and we would do it. We would be able to do it. Hindi siya susunod sa kagustuhan natin. Di ba? But it's really easier to really say na, Lord, I would obey Jesus Christ. I would submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ kasi we have a relationship with Him. Lordship may be about, we may be talking about Lordship as obedience, but Lordship cannot become true to ourselves kung external lang siya. Yeah, Lordship should really start in our hearts. That's why, inuna natin kanina pag-usapan na Lordship begins in the heart. Kasi kapag nasa puso na natin, it would just overflow. Lordship is not just following a set of rules. Kasi kung ganun lang yung pag-iisip natin, it becomes a chore. Di ba? Parang di pong, kailangan kong gawin yan. And habang ginagawa na ginagawa mo yan, lumalayo ng lumalayo yung puso mo kay God. Kasi you see this just as a chore. Kaya it's important that it really starts in the heart so that obedience would overflow. And going to the verse na binasa natin kanina about the house, like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. A person that is under the Lordship of God is like a house na ang foundation is on the rock. Na kapag ang foundation natin ay sa Lordship ni Jesus, sa pagiging master niya, sa pagiging hari niya, then we are like this house na hindi agad-agad matitibag kapag dumating yung storms. Na kapag dumating yung storms, yung temptations or yung trials sa buhay natin, ka problems sa family and all, but because your foundation is in the Lord, hindi ka basta-basta matitibag. Yeah, when we say Jesus is Lord, we're saying that He is the Master. He is the King. Yeah? When we say that Jesus is the Lord, that's who He is. That's what we declare in our lives. And when we say that Jesus is the Lord, if our foundation is on Him, on the King, then we would be secured because the role of a king is to secure his people. The role of the king is to protect his people. Yeah, the role of the king is to do that. And when our foundation is on the King, then we would be secured. That no matter what storms, yung darating sa buhay natin, we know we are secured because we have the King with us. Because we have Jesus Christ with us. That's why it's important that our foundation should be on Jesus Christ and on Jesus Christ alone. We need to dig deeper in our relationship with God and our relationship with Jesus Christ. Yeah, kamusta? Kamusta yung relationship natin with Jesus Christ? Kamusta yung time natin when we talk, yung devotion natin? Yeah, kamusta yung what are we doing so that we can dig deeper into Jesus, in knowing who Jesus Christ is, in having a better relationship with Him? We need to check as well. We need to dig deep so that our foundation can be well built on Jesus Christ. And, yeah, parang tipong, gusto mo ba yung bahay mo? Napapatayo mo one day when you grow old, when you grow up. Na yung tipong alunin kapag dumating yung baha, di ba? Medyo sa lugar natin, medyo madaling bumaha minsan. Di ba, gusto nyo ba yung ganung bahay? I know na ayaw nyo yun. That's why it's important that we put our foundation in Jesus, on a strong foundation. Para pag dumating yung mga baha, yung storms, hindi tayo madaling matitibag. Many people still choose though to build on the wrong foundation. Iba pa nga walang foundation eh. Kasi, it's cheaper. It's easier. Yeah, there are some people na kahit na substandard yung materials, they would use it. Kasi mas madaling gamitin. The problem though is when storms come, hindi lang siya basta-basta ang aanurin, but it says in the Word, the ruin of that house was great. Our destructions would be great if we don't put our foundation on the right unless we put our foundation, the right foundation. We need to put our foundation on Jesus Christ, or else our destruction will be great. And first, to understand more what it means to be, what lordship is really like, you know. Lordship is like this. Nyari ako, independent ako. So may mga bills ako, kuryente, tubig. Ngayon, yung bill ko sa tubig, around 100 pesos. Ako lang naman mag-isa eh. Kapag si Dean, si Pastor Dean, if he would pay for yung bill ko na yon, yung 100 pesos, I would thank him. Yara yung, uy, grabe ka Dean, sobrang bait mo, salamat ha. Tapos move on na. Yara ganun. Kasi 100 pesos din yon, di ba? Parang it was convenient for me for that time. Pero paano kung may utang ako na $1 million? $1 million, para mas malaki. Dollars. Yeah, $1 million. Tapos babayaran ni Dean yun. Para di bong, simpleng, uy, thank you, tapos kalimutan. Hindi eh. Ang mangyayari, dahil binayaran niya yung ganun kalaking utang ko, I would be able to thank him. Tapos talagang, thank you. Tapos, hindi lang ganun. I would be willing to do whatever he wants me to do. Kahit pagtimpla ko pa siya ng kape araw-araw, umaga, para lang, dahil sa ginawa niya, I would do it. Kasi, grabe, $1 million ang willing niya pinag... Nagalabas na si Dino. $1 million, di ba? Ang binayaran niya. And I would be willing to submit to what he wants me to do, because he has shown me that greatness. He paid that huge debt for me. Jesus Christ had to die on that cross for each and every one of us. Yung utang natin, our debts, was not just $1 million. Our debts, yung punishment, yung debts natin, because we sinned, we would go to hell. Lahat tayo, because we have sinned, we would go to hell. But Jesus Christ was willing to pay for that. He was willing to pay for that. He was willing to be punished. He was willing to become a man so that he would be able to pay for that huge debt. And that's the reason why we can say that you are the Lord of my life, because he has shown great goodness to me. He was willing to pay that great debt. That's why I can submit to his lordship. And because of that, he becomes the rightful master of my life, because he was willing to pay that much. We need to understand how big the debt that Jesus Christ was willing to pay just so he can save us, for us to be able to understand yung lordship niya. Ako, paborito ko yung spaghetti ng tatay ko. Taga para tibong, grabe, parang Jesus na biglang spaghetti ulit, no? Paborito ko yung spaghetti na luto ng tatay ko. Dating chef yung papa ko. And sobrang paborito ko talaga. Na minsan, ayokong kumain sa Jollibee ng spaghetti. Sobrang paborito ko ang spaghetti, ha? Ayokong kumain sa Jollibee ng spaghetti o sa kahit saan. Kasi alam ko, paborito ko yung ginawa ng tatay ko, eh. Parang, mabayan, settling. I'm gonna settle for something that is less. Wow, English. Englisher. Parang yung, I don't want to settle for anything that is less. Kasi natikman ko na yung best para sa akin. I already tasted the best for me. And yun yung spaghetti ng tatay ko. Minsan, I would be, because it's convenient, bibili ako. Yeah, dahil nandyan na, layo-layo ng tatay ko, nasa Tarlac. So I would settle for that. But I know at the end of the day, yung paborito ko pa rin, yung spaghetti ng tatay ko. Gusto ko pa rin, pag umuwi ako ng Tarlac, magluluto siya ng spaghetti. Kasi I know that that is the best spaghetti for me. The same thing lang with our relationship with God. Because we have already tasted the best. Because we already know how good God is. We won't settle for anything that is less. It says in Psalm 34, verse 8, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him." We need to be able to experience that kind of goodness of God. Have we tasted how good God is? Have we actually seen how good he is, that he was willing to die on that cross for each and every one of us? And because we already experienced how good God is, we won't settle for anything that is less, because we have already tasted that God is so good. Ganun dapat tayo sa lordship ni Jesus Christ. Because we have tasted the best already. Because we have tasted that the Lord is good. We would not want to settle for anything that is less. Our hearts would always want to choose other things. But because we already tasted how good God is, we won't settle for that, for these things. Hindi KJ si Lord. That sometimes that's what we think. Na parang ayaw niya tayong sumaya. No, God wants us to be happy. God wants us to experience a kind of joy that is eternal, a pleasure that is forever. And we can only experience that in Him. It says in Psalm 16 verse 11, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, in His presence, there is fullness of joy. At His right hand are pleasures forevermore." That's what God wants us to experience. A kind of joy that is eternal. A kind of joy na siya lang yung makakapagbigay. A pleasure that no one can ever give to us. I do hope we won't settle for anything that is less. Minsan yung mundo, it would offer us so many things. There are so many people I've already talked to and they said na sa una, oo, masaya sila. But eventually, nawawala rin yung saya. They would feel joy sa moment na yon. And that's the issue of our hearts eh. We want to do, yung iba yung nagiging Lord ng buhay natin. But at the end of the day, we won't find joy in these things. Si Crush, papangit din yan. Oh, tatanda din yan. Yung thesis natin, mawawala din yan, aamagin din yan. Pero tapusin yung thesis nyo, hindi kayo ka-graduate. Yung thesis nyo, aamagin din yan. Diba? Yung mga tao sa paligid natin, there would come a season as well, mawawala din sila. But if we, grabe no, sobrang tinamaan kayo sa thesis, no? Do, kaya nyo yan, kaya nyo yan. But if we base our joy, if we put our joy, if these things, yung nagiging Lord ng buhay natin, then we won't find joy in these things. Eventually, mawawala din yung saya. Eventually, mawawala din yung joy na nadudulot nila. Eventually, mawawala rin yung parang feeling mo na you're happy. Because these things are temporary. Jesus wants us to experience a kind of joy that only He can give. At the end of the day, Jesus' Lordship is revealed for us to benefit. The Lordship of Jesus Christ is revealed to us for our benefit. Yes, the Lordship of Jesus Christ, He has given us commands in the Bible. He has given us these certain things that we have to do. But at the end of the day, yes, it shows God's glory. But at the end of the day, ang magbe-benefit naman talaga dito ay tayo. Jesus Christ did not die on the cross just so we would settle for anything that is less. He instilled Himself as the master of our lives. He had to die on that cross so that He become the master of our lives. He was willing to do all these things because He wants to become the master. Because if he knows that at the end of the day, if He gives us this command, if He becomes the masters of our lives, we would be the one that's gonna benefit. It would be us that's going to benefit. It says in the Word, "Do not awaken love until it so desires." God wants you to experience the fullness of joy. Ngayon pa lang na single ka, ngayon na wala kang boyfriend or girlfriend, He wants you to experience completeness of joy in Him. That's what He wants you to experience, to find joy in waiting. Because there would always be joy in that. God has said in His Word, not even a hint of sexual immorality. Because God wants us to be able to experience purity. God wants us to be able to enjoy purity. That there would be no guilt. God does not want us to live a life that is full of guilt. Ayaw niya yon. God wants us to be free from these sins. God said these things in this word. Because at the end of the day, we would be able to enjoy these things. God said in His Word these things. God said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." It's not just because He wants to advance His kingdom. Kasi kaya niyang i-advance yung kingdom niya on His own. But because He wants us to be able to enjoy as well. Seeing people grow in their relationship with God. He wants us to go out there to make disciples. Because He knows we would benefit in seeing people grow in their relationship with God. God wants us to enjoy these things. God said in His Word, "Do not worry. For tomorrow will worry for itself." God doesn't want us to worry. God wants us to enjoy today. That's what God wants us to do. His commandments are for us to benefit. We know that our tomorrows will always be secured because we know who's the master. We know whom we can put our foundation to. We do not need to worry. These are the commandments of the Lord. At the end of the day, hindi ito ginawa ni Jesus Christ yung commands niya because He is power hungry. No. Yes, the glory goes to Him, but at the end of the day, it's because of our benefit. It's for our benefit. He wants us to enjoy Him. He wants us to taste that. He wants us to be able to know and taste that the Lord is good. He wants us to find fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore in Him. Our hearts would always try to find other things. But if we understand all these things, we won't settle for what the world will offer us. We won't settle for what the world will offer us. The Lordship of Jesus Christ in our lives starts in our hearts by living a new life in Him and by dying to ourselves through the power of the Holy Spirit. We can do all these things because we understand what Jesus Christ did on the cross for us. He gave us even He gave us the Holy Spirit to help us live a life of lordship. He wants us to be able to enjoy our lives right now. Minsan iniisip natin, Jesus was the Savior, He is the Messiah, that one day we would be able to enjoy yung eternal life. No, God wants us to enjoy right at this moment when we are in Him, when we live a life in Him. God, that's what God wants us to experience, to be able to enjoy life ngayon pa lang. Na we don't have to wait sa time na namatay na tayo and all, na we're already having eternal life. No, God wants us to be able to enjoy right at this moment. And if we understand that, out of our hearts would overflow obedience to Him, because we know that's how much God loves us. He was willing to give up everything for us. Let's pray. Lord, may this word, Lord, be very true in our lives. That when we say that You're the Lord of our lives, Lord, I pray that we would really say that You're the Master. That in our hearts, we would be able to understand that You are the Master of our lives. God, it's not going to be easy to do all these things. It's not going to be easy to follow Your commandments, to obey Your laws. But Lord, we know that You would sustain us. You would sustain us. So Lord, I pray for each and every one of us that in our hearts, God, we would be able to put You as the Lord. That even if at times our hearts would want to settle for anything that is less, Lord, may we be able to say no to what the world will offer, because we won't want to settle for anything that is less, because we want You. And if there is anything in our lives, God, that You're not there, I pray that You would still choose You. We would still worship You, God. Lord, I pray that even if we have to die to ourselves just so You can live in us, it's going to be all right. Because we know that if You live in us, it's going to benefit us at the end. Thank You, because even as You continuously show us Your glory, as You continuously show us that You are the Master of our lives, it would secure us as well, God. Lord, make us this kind of people, a man that is built on on a solid foundation, and that is You. Lord, bless us, God. Surrender everything to You. We surrender everything to Your Lordship. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.